Joining us on the line today, we have the brand new Agriculture and Rural Development MEC for the Free State, Opa Khwabane. Welcome today, MEC. Really great to have this opportunity to chat to you. And perhaps we can just start off the interview with who are you and are you looking forward to taking up this position?
I'm Opa Khwabane. I'm a member of the ANC. I grew up in the ANC. I've been deployed in many positions by the ANC before. So I take it as a new challenge of deployment that I must take with both hands and carry out, as I did with other duties I was given to by the organization in the past. I'm looking forward to improving service delivery in this portfolio. I'm looking forward to these new challenges.
You've hit the ground running. You were already at an AFASA gala dinner on Thursday last week, had a bit of a chat to some of the agricultural role players there. I've heard some very positive feedback so far. They're saying, you know, they're really looking forward to engaging more with you, to working with you. What has been your first experience of some of the people in the sector so far?
They were very welcoming and they were keen to work with the department going forward. And I'm hopeful about the reception I got from farmers last week. I think it's a good welcoming. I think that the relationships that we're going to have are going to be very much good going forward and ensure that the industry itself succeeds and booms, because that's what we depend on in the Free State.
And that is definitely true. MEC, many people consider the Free State to be the breadbasket of South Africa, providing such a large portion of the food for the more than 50 million people that we have residing in South Africa. And then also a lot of our products that are produced here in the province, even being exported up into the rest of Africa, contributing largely to food security on the continent at large, not only in our country. So it's a very important portfolio as well. MEC, do you have a feel yet for what are some of the big challenges facing the sector globally, nationally, and then on a provincial level?
I think I'll have to interact more with farmers and get to understand the challenges they are facing, which must then inform what the department must be doing looking forward in order to ensure that we do more to assist the industry itself, to be able to assist our economy, and also to be able to make our country to be prosperous. And we cannot achieve that until whatever we do is also informed by challenges that people have on the ground. And until you understand what challenges farmers are having, we'd never be able to come up with appropriate strategies that must help the industry. Challenges that must ensure that we don't just send out the primary products, you know, export primary products, but how are we also able to process them and develop secondary industries to primary products that we have? And those are the things that we should be developing. Otherwise, just exporting primary products would assist other countries to develop their own industries, especially manufacturing industries, at the expense of our own primary products. You know, it's through interaction, both the government and private sector, assisting each other to ensure that we develop the industry, we help each other moving forward. And we can only do that when we know and understand the challenges that farmers directly have.
MEC, listening to how you're speaking now, it sounds to me like you really are going to be taking an approach of keeping the communication channels open between government, between the private sector, between farmers themselves on the ground, between those agribusinesses and so on as well. One of the big things on the wish list of organized agriculture then is, you know, maintaining that advisory committee, which was initially established back in the time of Mamiki Kabate. I'm assuming, you know, listening from the way you are talking about engaging with the different role players, that this is the kind of thing you would definitely want to keep open and keep growing.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what we have to do as government. In fact, the Premier encourages us to do that so that you're able to understand, because there's no way that you can be able to address issues, challenges that are facing people when you don't know their challenges. And that's exactly what the department has been doing and is going to do maybe more and more going forward.
And then just to end off on MEC for today, a final message from yourself, a message to the agriculture sector, the agriculture community in the province. Can they rest assured that they have a leader at the helm of their department who is going to be there for them? You know, just a general message as you start this journey.
We are going to make sure that as a department, we work together with farmers We have an open door policy and work with farmers to ensure that productivity of the industry is heightened and our farmers become very much productive. And lastly, we would want to condemn in strongest terms the senseless murders of Hans Erasmus and the two children that happened in Frederford. Those are not the kinds of events that you'd want, because you know, such killings of farmers affect the industry also itself, productivity, because you have a situation where people with a lot of experience and expertise in the industry dying. It affects productivity of the industry. It affects what farms should be achieving. And also the crime that happens at farms really affects the industry. It's something that we also have to stamp out and ensure that we work together more and more with the police, with the farming community, generally South Africans and the Free Staters in particular, to ensure that we stamp out such crimes so that we can have a very strong industry which will make our province to be prosperous. And because we depend on agriculture in the Free State, that's what we have to do, that's what we have to protect and be proud of. We really have serious wealth in the Free State of farmers who are knowledgeable in the industry. We need to protect that wealth we have and ensure that moving forward, the industry does good things for our own economy and our own people.
That is then MEC Opa Khwabani, who has just been appointed as the new MEC for Agriculture and Rural Development in the Free State. MEC, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. Really, really appreciate it.
I thank you. I thank you very much for that.